Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Two Posts. I want to bring you some edification by a teaching audio today. I'm at a noisy rest stop, so hopefully you can hear me today. Hope you're doing well. Today we're going to talk about work or be ungrateful and unfit. Work or be ungrateful and unfit. Yeah, I've lived 61 years, and you know what I've noticed? Everything in life that's of any great value or eternal value, lasting value, has labor and work behind it. Oh, look at the work our Savior did for us. Yeah, that's the awesome work we need. What about our work? What about our labor in Him? Something to ponder. Have you ever wondered why God, in His wisdom, if you know the biblical gospel, has us working with Him, in Him, in the covenant, as part of our salvation? I'm going to prove that to you. As fruit of our salvation, I'm going to prove that to you as we go through this teaching. Like a muscle in your body, like in your legs, when people get sick and they don't walk for months, atrophy. Your muscles stop functioning normal. If you're part of the covenant, you must be exercising your faith and your works of holiness and obedience. The gospel is Christ's perfect work. We need that. We can't work our way there. We can't work our way there. But then there is our response to it. I had to stop there for a second. So let's get back to this. So it is the gospel of Christ's perfect work. We need that. We can't work our way to heaven. Our work is our part of the blood covenant. Jesus did His part perfectly. We have a part to do. And God Himself worked, then He rested, kind of shows man a pattern of work and rest. Genesis 2:2. On the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. So the Father shows us work and rest. The Lord even created Adam to work before the fall in the paradise. Genesis 2:5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon all the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So later we see He tells Adam to take dominion, and He tended the garden. So even man was made to work before the fall. Satan and corrupt man have perverted man-made religion, churchianity, to say we don't have to do anything now, which is a corrupt demonic lie. We'll keep going. Here's what I've noticed in my time, that men and women, in their fallen nature, most times are not thankful for what they have if they have absolutely no part in doing it, no effort in it, no striving for it. They become slothful, ungrateful, caught up in carnal ways. That's true, myself included. I notice that while we in the body will help each other, of course we will, we'll help each other with physical needs, monetary needs, but to just hand out money and things that aren't real needs, when saints should be working for it to help them understand their part, it doesn't fit God's word or doesn't fit God's way. It leads to unhealthy, slothful, ungrateful, ungodly saints. That's what it leads to. Some examples. Small children, they will take and take and take, and they have no real value of anything unless they have what? Some labor in it. Chores, an allowance, saving up for things like that. Too much idle time with them, they'll find more flesh and more sin. How about young adults? Young adults, if given everything by their parents or relatives, they will become unthankful. They just expect things. They get lazy. They need to learn to labor and work to be part of what they're part of, their home, a job, whatever. And then how about adults or adult saints? If they're allowed as children or young adults to be takers and not learn how to work, they become ungrateful for what they have. They move closer and closer and closer to spiritual death versus exercising faith in Jesus Christ, working and laboring towards all good things, ultimately to eternal life. Let's talk about this. 2 Timothy 3, verse 2. In the last days, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Yeah, that's the result of being undisciplined, not working, not laboring. And we always need to remind people in the streets, Sodom was destroyed for a lot more than just sexual sin. Pride, idleness, not doing what God called them to do. Ezekiel 16:49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Interesting. So it's human fallen nature. Now we do have a fallen nature, not totally deprived, but a fallen nature to take, to abuse, to use, to be lazy, to be ungrateful. Ready? To trample Christ's blood as people sin on and on, saying, oh, we don't have to do nothing, like a lazy Sodom-like environment. Hebrews 10:29. How much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall ye be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, hath counted the blood covenant wherewith he sanctified an unholy thing, hath done despite the Spirit of grace. Yeah, not a good thing to trodden down and trample the blood of Jesus. That's just being lazy when he's called us to do more than that. I want to offer up to you in this teaching that God has a better way for his people. Again, I'll say it, while we need Christ's perfect work, he did his part of the covenant perfectly, did the Father's will perfectly, no way can we work our way to eternal life. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a beautiful verse, one of my favorite verses. But just as a loving dad who labors to feed and shelter his children and family, he knows it's best for his children if the child takes part in it all, not just being waited on, served, given everything, but that they learn to labor, they learn to appreciate, they learn to be thankful, they learn to take part, they learn to have order, they learn to do their share. That's to be healthy and well-adjusted. What? To God's ways. Because that's later going to train them up in the blood covenant. They have a part. Yep, make your bed, take out the garbage, do your chores. That's teaching them to labor. Also, in the blood covenant, we have a job to do as fruit that we know Christ. Churchianity has perverted the gospel. Jesus did it all. You don't have to do nothing. That is an absolute lie. You can't find that anywhere in Scripture. That leads to spiritual, false converts, ungrateful sluggards that feed their flesh more than seek the kingdom of God in fear and trembling. Yeah, that's Satan's plan. You get what I'm saying here? I hope you do. Scripture says, we have much to do as fruit were of him. It shows we're in this blood covenant with him, not just unchanged, spiritual, sluggard bystanders waiting for some eternal bus ride to heaven. That's churchianity for the most part. Titus 2:11-15. Check this out. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. You see the works there? Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, that's sin, purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Do you see what we have to do because of Christ? It glorifies Christ when we work and labor in the covenant. It doesn't glorify God when we sit around and do nothing and expect him to do everything for us. That's not what he's ordained. How about James 2:20-26? But will thou, O man, O vain man, or will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac to his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with works, and works by works was faith made perfect. See that? See that? Works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. He was a friend of God because he worked for God. Jesus said, you want to be my friend, keep my commandments, in the book of John 15. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them off another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yeah, Martin Luther hated the book of James. He wanted to rip it out. It does not fit with their grace alone, faith alone, easy believe, salvation. And I want to take you another area of scripture. The very area of scripture where everyone runs in churchianity to say, oh, no works, we're saved without works. Ready? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. What Paul is saying, he's not saying you never have to do any works because of now you're in Christ. Paul is saying you can't work your way to salvation without Christ. But now in Christ, the Bible tells us everywhere we are to be working as fruit we know him. The Old Testament was that way. The New Testament's that way. Revelation is all about that way. I'll give you a verse on that at the end. But then keep reading. Keep reading. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. God ordains we'd work in good works. That's faith, obedience, holiness. Listen to what Scripture says. You can't find anywhere where it says Jesus did everything. You can't find faith alone, grace alone, anywhere in the Scriptures. God has us working as part of this covenant. Just as a husband or a wife works in a godly marriage doing their part, if they don't, it's going to end up a mess and it's going to fail. That's true. If we aren't working as fruit to be part of it all, like a child in a family or a spouse in a marriage, we are not of this healthy, God-ordained unit, union, or covenant, are we? No, we're not. We're not part of it. Not at all. You know what we are? Spiritual bastards. Yeah, go look up that word. It's not a swear word. Without a father in the covenant. His children work for him. Labor. Absolutely. You don't want to be a spiritual bastard. I'm going to do a teaching on that coming up. Scripture is so very clear. Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal life unto all that obey him. See the works? That's the works. Then it goes on in verse 12 and on, warning those who aren't laboring to be strong in Christ via their works of righteousness. Ready? Verse 12 through 14. For when the time ought ye to be teachers, ye have need to one teach you again to be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as ye have need of milk, not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Catch that? For he is a babe. God wants us to grow up into works, not be little babies. Little babies can't do much in a household, can they? Teenagers can do a lot of work. Adults can do a lot of work in a household. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Works of faith help us discern good and evil. Yeah, I love that. So to round this out, our Heavenly Father is so loving. He made a way for us in Christ that we could not make on our own. We can't work our way to heaven. Then he calls us to work and labor, and it glorifies him. It's a witness to urge others on, and it makes us strong enough to enable to endure the flesh attack, Satan's attack, the culture's attack, to continue on to salvation to come. That's what these works are all about. I promised you a verse from Revelation, chapter 2, verse 11. We're studying through this as a body right now. He hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the ecclesia, the churches. He that overcome, that's works, striving, overcoming, shall not hurt of the second death. Yes, our glorious Father, 2 Peter 3:9, wants none to perish. He knows our works, our labor for him in Christ, in this covenant, is part of our ready purpose, our protection, and our path to eternal salvation. Hey, that sounds like another teaching. Purpose, protection, and path to salvation. Labor on, saints in Christ. Love you. Preaching the gospel all over as we travel. Hope you're edified by this audio. Hold fast. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering Place. Loading up all kinds of edification to help you in the faith. Love y'all. May God be praised.